The cartoon depicts a very nervous Mrs. Goldstein at parent-teacher conferences for her fifth grader. Teacher walks in, drops a packet of papers on the desk, and with a disappointed voice, says, "Mrs. Goldstein, these papers, they're terrible. What happened?" Embarrassed, Mrs. Goldstein stammers, "I'm sorry, I know. There was so much going on at home. I wasn't able to produce the quality of work I'm usually able to produce." "Mrs. Goldstein," says the teacher sternly, "this is your third child in my fifth grade classroom. I've seen your work. I know what you're capable of. You have tremendous potential. I expect greatness from you." Third described in this week's parsha, the inaugural proceedings upon the completion of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And the Torah, in a parenthetical introduction, describes the day as the day that Moshe completed the Mishkan. Rashi asks, "Moshe? Moshe didn't build the Mishkan. That was Bezalel's job, together with his craftsmen and with his artisans. Why is the Torah attributing its completion to Moshe? He didn't do it." Rashi answers with a tremendous insight. Sometimes we give credit not to the person who actually does something, but to the person who is responsible for making sure that it gets done. Moshe was responsible for the completion of the tabernacle. He was the one who saw the vision on Har Sinai from Hashem himself as to exactly what it should look like. He was the one who was Moser Nefesh, who dedicated himself, who devoted himself to going around to every single artisan, every craftsman, making sure that it was being done exactly the way that it should. And since he had the accountability of making sure that it was right, he's the one who gets credit when it's completed. We as parents often find ourselves on the wrong end of this equation. Our children come home with book reports, with term papers that are due, with piano recitals coming up, with bar mitzvahs, and we take more responsibility, more accountability for getting done than the children have. And just like we know when we're at work and a colleague has the ultimate responsibility or accountability for a specific project, we don't worry about it. We don't put forth our best effort. It's not our problem. Someone else is responsible for it. Our children learn the same lesson. When they see in third grade that mommy and daddy will stay up late cutting and pasting and making sure their book report is perfect while they are fast asleep, they learn who's ultimately responsible for their work. And it's not them. And we rob our children of the lesson of responsibility, of accountability. And they'll make mistakes. They'll be held accountable. They'll suffer the consequences. But they'll also learn what it means to be responsible because we allow them to be responsible. We finished fifth grade already. Parent-teacher conferences are not about our work. It's about our children. And if we allow our children to be responsible at third grade, at fifth grade, throughout high school and in college, they'll become the Moshes of the Jewish people. They'll be the ones to have the responsibility and accountability for major projects because we'll allow them to have learned that lesson when they were still young. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.